Mr. Kuban. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, precious name of the eternal Almighty God and the revelation of God in human form, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm so glad that you're taking time to join us for a few more moments of fellowship together around the greatest treasure that's ever been given to mankind, and that is the living and written Word of God. We're considering and thinking about the Word of God and the wonderful treasure that it is and the many wonderful facts that it produces and shares with us concerning Almighty God. Did you know, beloved, that creation and all that transpires in it is a result of the work of Almighty God? We read in Psalm 147 and verse 8 and 9, "Whoso covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth." And it begins with verse 7 telling us, "Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving, sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry." Here we see that it's all of God who does these things. Verse 16 of Psalm 147 tells us, "He giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth his eyes like marsh. Who can stand before his cold? He sendeth out his word and maketh them melt. He causeth his wind to blow and the waters flow." Beloved, that's what God does. How many times man who wants to deny God's existence talks about Mother Nature. But beloved, it's not Mother Nature. It's Father God. Father God is the one who's created creation. And despite the curse of sin that's now upon the earth because of man's sin, we see so much beauty that still remains. The beauty and the glory of the Lord that shines through in spite of the curse that's upon this old world because of man's sin, as is described in the book of Genesis chapter 3. We see that there's coming a day when this curse is going to be removed. But now we see it's upon the earth, and thus we see roses have thorns. We see that there's sticker burrs that grow on the ground. We see that the earth itself creaks and groans. Trees moan in the wind as it blows. We see the rain, though, that comes to bring life to the earth and to vegetation. The wind that comes to warm and cool the earth. Yes, there are floods that come also, and storms, and even tornadoes, and hurricanes, forest fires, drought. All of this is under God's control. He uses these things to bless, and He also uses these things to bring judgment on man because of man's sin and rebellion against Almighty God. You see, beloved, God gave in Exodus chapter 20, 10 commandments to the nation of Israel. And those 10 commandments were moral guidelines to direct man in relationship to other human beings and in relationship to Almighty God. The first four of the 10 commandments have to do with man's relationship to God. The last six have to do with man's relationship with other people. And God is simply telling man through these commandments, don't hurt yourself. Because when we violate and break these commandments, we bring heartache and trouble and grief and sorrow upon ourselves. The Word of God makes it clear that God withholds the rain because of man's sin. God brings drought because of man's rebellion. And God sends much wonderful rain and wonderful blessings of creation for man's benefit. He maketh the grass to grow. He sends the rain to water the grass, to water the flowers, to water the vegetation, to make it grow and to make it beautiful. One time we lived in a beautiful state called Colorado, where there were many beautiful flowers that would come up in the springtime, and many beautiful trees that would flourish, and in the fall they would change colors and be the most glorious and beautiful colors as the leaves would change. And it was a different time of the year, and then the beautiful snow would fall, and men would enjoy the beauty of the snow of God's creation. And then the time would come when the Lord would once again send, as He mentioned and as we just read, that He causeth the wind, He sendeth out His word and melts the snow. He causeth His wind to blow and the waters flow. We've seen the rivers freeze from the cold there in the mountains. But then in the springtime, the waters begin to flow and the flowers begin to bloom and the trees put out fresh foliage. And it's all of Father God, beloved, despite the effects of the curse upon this old earth. God uses, and God's Word tells us how that He brings judgment upon the earth because of man's sin. He tells us concerning Israel, His chosen people, how that when they turned to false idols and false gods and turned away from Almighty God, how He would bring judgment upon them. He used His prophets to warn them of the things that were coming, and they would not heed the word of God, and thus the judgment came, and drought would come, and all kinds of problems from nature would occur, and it would be the judgment of God because of man's rebellion and because of man's sin. You see, beloved, God is almighty. He's all-powerful. And He has a reason and a purpose for everything that He does. And the Word of God reveals these facts and reveals these truths unto us. Also, the Bible tells us about something that so often I have to chuckle about as people, scientists and archaeologists consider and talk about the fossils that they find on top of mountains that are found only in the ocean. And how in the world did it get there? And they try to decide and explain some way, somehow, how it brought about and came about. And they often say, well, this area was covered by water. Well, we know that from the Word of God, because Genesis chapter 6 tells us about the flood that God brought upon mankind. You see, beloved, when God created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, man knew Almighty God, and man fell into sin, and man was driven out of that paradise that he had with God because of his sin. And they had the opportunity of knowing about God, but they turned away from God. And the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed or hidden. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed or made known. And Romans chapter 1 in the New Testament explains what happened to mankind in the book of Genesis chapter 6 and why God brought judgment upon mankind. In Genesis chapter 6, we read that concerning man, that man in his wickedness, verse 5, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart, because God saw the sin of the heart of man and his rebellion as a result of sin. In verse 3 of Genesis 6, the Lord said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. You see, God gave man 120 of man's years to repent and get his heart right with God. But man would not repent nor get his heart right with God. Now Romans chapter 1 explains how that man turns from God because of sin. Romans 1:18 says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." Yes, beloved, man turned from God, and man walked in his own ways, in his own understanding, in his own thinking, and thus we see that man brings judgment upon himself by his own sinful acts, by his own sinful deeds. But God loves man and offers salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. Till next time, goodbye.